Let's not mess anything up. Let's get going here. Another hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Jennifer Horn is here. Ken Kessler is here. Roberta Fasanelli is here. Later in the hour, Uri Geller will join us. He's learning to talk to the animals. And psychic Lisa Lano will be here to talk about phony scams when it comes to psychics, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The poll today at DougSteffen.com. Which classic Christmas movie do you try to watch every year? A, It's a Wonderful Life. B, Miracle on 34th Street. C, Christmas Carol. D, White Christmas. E, Other. F, Two or More of the Above.
Other.
I have a dilemma here.
What's that?
I know who wrote this poll, Ken Kessler.
Yeah, and you left out all the good movies.
And you left out my obvious
yeah,
favorite.
Christmas Vacation.
Well, that's why it says classic.
Other. Mm-hmm.
Classic.
Christmas Vacation is a classic.
It's like 30 years old.
Chevy Chase is good. He's like 100 now.
Nice.
Okay, my favorite three Christmas movies, because
yeah.
I can't pick one, it's either Elf, Christmas Vacation, or Love Actually.
Love Actually.
All three of those.
Love Actually.
No, Mr. Magoo's Christmas Carol.
Love Actually.
Oh, look at Roberta.
Love Actually. Yesterday's
favorite.
Poll, what was the most you ever paid for a Christmas tree? Let's see here. 30% said, I don't buy Christmas trees.
Wow.
29% said between $20 and $50 they pay for a Christmas tree usually. 16% said between $50 and $100. 13% of you who responded to the poll at DougSteffen.com said over $100. That's what I think I spent last year, if I remember correctly. 7% of you said no more than $20. 5% said, I don't know. And you know what? Probably doesn't make much of a difference. What possible difference does it make? It's Christmas time. Get the best Christmas tree you can get if you're going to go to the trouble.
Yeah,
get
sure.
Christmas tree.
Get the best Christmas tree you can get for $30.
Yeah. You think you can get the best? They're not worth more than $30.
You know, we went the fake route 2 years ago.
Nice, Richie.
Yeah, we did. And but before that, we were buying real for, I don't think I paid over $50.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, big story today from Pennsylvania. Deputies are looking for someone with a really big sweet tooth. Truck carrying $120,000 worth of Hershey's chocolate stolen.
My daughter did it.
The sheriff's office reports the truck and the driver were, let's see here. The deputy said that the driver parked the truck for the night. Why would you park the truck for the night? Anyway, he went into the hotel. I guess it was a big delivery truck, and it was delivering around by the time they found it, it was down the southeast. So it got stolen in Florida. And so who knows where it is now? $120,000 worth of Hershey's chocolate candy bars. White chocolate, dark chocolate, milk chocolate. Think of the Hershey's Kisses.
Listen to Doug. He's so hungry for some candy right now. You're so into it.
I'm just thinking about all of the great, Hershey's, it's milk chocolate. It's okay. It's commercial stuff. I know one thing. I'm going to hire a sleuth to find out what happened. I always leave in my refrigerator some blueberry pie, and I bring chocolate and leave it there in case there are ever any special guests that like blueberry pie or chocolate. And this is expensive, nice chocolate. Both the blueberry pie and the chocolate are missing from my refrigerator from my trip last week. And so,
blueberry chocolate thief.
Just look for the one walking around smiling.
Yeah. Have you ever had chocolate with blueberries in it? I'm just trying to think if there's a combination.
They do dried blueberries covered in chocolate.
Yep. They do. Where do you get those?
You can get them anywhere. There's a new company that's doing them that's really good. I'll have to look up the name for you. But they do blueberries, pomegranates, and goji berries.
No, really?
Yeah, so that you can feel good because you're like, oh, goji berries, it's a super
very
food.
Healthy.
And it's dark chocolate, so it's really, I mean, this is like health food city, I'm telling you. Forget the carrots and the celery.
Well, chocolate-covered carrots would be good.
Ew, that's awful.
Really? Okay. Story from Denver.
It's like chocolate-covered lettuce.
Colorado, a 6-year-old boy who has big dreams of growing up to be an astronaut has started an online petition in the hopes of saving NASA from losing more funding. 6-year-old boy, story at DougSteffen.com. this young fellow's name is Connor Johnson, learned that Congress was going to strip NASA of more funding, putting his hopes of being an astronaut in serious jeopardy. He was so concerned about the situation that he started an online campaign to save NASA. It wasn't his first choice. He said, quote, "My whole idea was writing off to the president, and then I decided to give my whole piggyback bank to NASA, $10.41. He said his family told him to start a petition because writing to the president was a waste of time.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. I like this kid. How many kids can't be astronauts anymore?
He's got 100,000 signatures, this kid.
No,
he needs
100,000.
Oh, he needs 100,000. Oh, he doesn't have them yet. So he's got 8,000 so far. Needs 100. All right, let's all send him our signatures online. Can we do that? Should be able to do that, right?
Go to petitions.whitehouse.gov.
Petitions.whitehouse.gov.
He's got just over 12,000 now.
No, okay, good. All right, let's keep up with that, all right? Let's figure out how much he's got. We'll save that story for tomorrow again. I think that would be good information to have. Information is what we're all about. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Lisa Lano joins us in a moment here.
At Sports Authority, find the best holiday gifts for everyone on your shopping list. We have thousands of items on sale now, including 25% off Under Armour Big Logo hoodies this week only. And when you enter our $500,000 gift of sport holiday sweepstakes, you'll have a chance to win hundreds of prizes. Visit sportsauthority.com to enter and see official rules. Shop in-store and online for great deals on the brands you love and see why there's nothing like the gift of sport. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Sam Adams Winter Lager is here.
So good.
Got a little bit of sweetness, but it goes down real smooth. A light, sweet smell to it.
A little bit of orange in there.
There is a little hint of cinnamon.
It makes you feel like, you know, winter's around the corner and you're getting ready for it.
It warms you up and it makes you feel good.
I wish they served Winter Lager all year round.
This is actually my favorite beer from Sam Adams. Even though it's a dark beer, it's not a heavy beer.
It's definitely a good beer.
This is my jam, the Winter Lager.
I love this more than anything in the world.
Cheers. Thank you, Sam Adams.
Sam Adams Winter Lager. Enjoy it while it's here.
Must be from Boston Mastic responsibly.
This holiday season, remember,
easy for you.
A Stepson man helps a stranger change a tire in the middle of a snowstorm and then scrapes the ice off the car windows just for good measure. Through blizzards, he rides horses 500 under the hood. He always seems to save the day with a steady hand and a warm smile. A Stepson man may work hard, but he never works hard at smelling good. This holiday season, live the legend. Stepson cologne for men.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exergen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough. But the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person.
Cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free, Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
If you have not ordered Provia yet, this is your best chance. There are less than 2 weeks left before you get to Christmas time, and so they're having a holiday season sale on Provia. It's the all-natural ingredient the ingredients in Provia that cleanse the pores in your scalp and allow the follicles, the hair follicles, to grow back again so your hair looks better. The ingredients in Provia also strengthen your hair follicles and they make them look fuller. So you have three different reasons to use Provia. Cleanses the scalp, allows the follicles to come through, and thickens and strengthens them so they really look cool. And it's good for both men and women who are follicularly challenged. Is that what I decided the word was, Jennifer? Follicularly challenged. Provia will work for you or your money back. No questions asked. Give yourself and friends the gift of stronger, fuller, more beautiful hair by buying them Provia and buying Provia for yourself at 800-525-8319. 800-525-8319. Order Provia today and receive the brand new Provia Super Concentrate. Mention Doug Steffen. You'll also get free express shipping. Best deal of the year. Two products for the price of one and free shipping. 800-525-8319. That's not really even why it is the best deal of the year. Best deal of the year gets your hair back. That's why I like it and you'll like it too. Provia for better, thicker, richer, more beautiful hair that lasts and stays. This is not phony baloney stuff. This is your hair coming back. 800-525-8319. Joining us now on Good Day is our resident psychic, Lisa Lano. Her website, Lisa Lano with two N's, lisalano.com. Lisa, or is it Lisa? You know what? I've seen it both ways. Lisa M. Lano and lisalano.com. Isn't it both ways?
It might be, but I usually do Lisa M. Lano.
Lisa M. Lano. Okay.
I think the person who set it up might have done it both ways, but
as long as you get there, I don't care.
Exactly,
right. All right, so one of the most famous psychics in the world, Sylvia Brown, died recently.
I know.
She'd been on a lot of, she was sort of a household name. People recognized her name. I remember interviewing her a couple of times. And I always found her hard to talk to. And oftentimes, frankly, I find you hard to talk to because there is, and I mean this lovingly, there's this...
She says this to all the guests, Lisa. Yeah, don't worry about it.
But because it's like you're between here and there. It's like you when you're talking about these things and relating to people... when people are asking you questions that are important to them, the way you get information isn't, it's not of this world. And I think a lot of people, and I found in talking to Sylvia, she was a horrible interview. Because she was terrible because she became very famous, but not because she did good radio interviews. She was able to get to people and give them what they needed to know.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
as a matter of fact.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you're there for. I just
personality.
Yeah.
Her personality was very matter-of-fact, and this is it, and that's that, and if you don't like it, oh, well.
She was cold. I mean, she's cold now, but she was also cold when she was still not that cold.
If you get a heavenly slap on the head, you're
going to
know it's her.
Well, I'm trying to see if I can raise the dead here. A lot
you're
of
doing
times,
a good job.
Anyway, that's just what I thought about. I mean, I was thinking about it when I read that article recently that she'd passed away. And she was a young woman. She's only 77. Why is it that many psychics seem to burn themselves out? Is that it? Their energy gets sucked out of them because they're in such demand? How do you... Yeah, I think I asked you once before how you keep yourself from getting energetically wasted. It's got to be tough.
I just shut everything off when I need to shut it.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. There is a psychic in New York who's been found guilty of scamming clients. We're going to talk to Lisa about how to make sure that whoever you go to for a psychic, like Lisa, is legit. Legit psychics versus the phony balonies. I mean, maybe you're going to give a psychic reading to somebody as a present for Christmas. You don't know who to go to. 21 after on Good Day.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338. And talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Now, the Doug Steffen Good Day program with our focus on not psychology or psychosis, although I guess a little of psychology and psychosis is used in doing readings for people. I mean, I have it all around me. All the people around me are psychotic, and so I have to use a little psychic ability.
I resemble that remark.
Yeah. It's not wrong.
All right, so Lisa M. Lano, LANNO.com, at LisaLano.com, you can get gift certificates that are good for readings if you're feeling like you want to connect with spirit, want a good tarot card reading. This is very, very good stuff. And it's not, by the way, the same as what you find in some places. And I suppose the line here is that she should have seen this coming. A psychic in New York found guilty of scamming clients out of a lot of money. She was sentenced to 15 years in prison for doing this. Plus, she had restitution involved. I think that's probably a good thing. But in terms of, if I say to you, I mean, I'm going to send people to Lisa Lano, but if somebody's someplace else and they're looking for somebody who's good to do these sorts of things, how do they know that these people, I know there are groups and organizations and sort of certification, but that doesn't start. It's like a doctor who's certified, board certified. That doesn't mean he's not going to cut out the wrong organ.
No, you're right. Doesn't mean anything.
No.
In my opinion. I always say references and word of mouth. I mean, I know at the beginning, if somebody's just getting started, then for all the budding psychics out there, then you're going to have to do freebies. You're going to have to donate your services so that other people can say, gee, you know, he or she is really listening.
All right, when you say they're just starting out, Lisa, what does that mean? A lot of the psychics that I've come across in my life have been people who have had it and knew they had it when they were a child. I think you told me that about you.
Right, but I didn't start doing it for work until I was in my mid-50s.
Uh-huh.
So I paid my dues like anybody else. I, you know, said, can I do a tarot reading for you? Can I try to...
So how did you know, how did you tell whether you were right or not? Did the people that you're doing the reading for say, wow, how did you know that? I had never...
Yeah, they
nobody
validate.
Else had it. Yeah.
Yeah, they validate. And then it becomes word of mouth. But I believe firmly in real references, not testimonials. I believe in references. And
Lisa, do quote unquote real psychics roll over and out the fake ones? Like, is there like an Angie's List where real?
I don't know, but you know what? That's a great idea.
That's a good idea. Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, cut me in 10%. It's all yours.
I just, I tell people what to look for, what not, you know, when to run. I tell people, especially if somebody says to you, oh, you have something negative. Now, you don't have to be a psychic to look at somebody and know that they're vulnerable. Anybody can do that. And if you turn around and say to those people, you know, you've got this negative energy and, oh, my God, yeah. Well, you know, for $400, I can clear that for you. I tell people, yep, get up and run away.
Right. That's what I wondered. I remember once being, I was walking around when I was working in Philadelphia a long time ago. Bob and I were walking, Bob Kay is my general manager, but he was running the station in Philadelphia at the time. So we went to, I think it was the Boardwalk, I don't remember, but it was someplace where there were a lot of psychics. And this woman who looked like a gypsy said to me, you were all dressed up in the garb, said to me, you're a very troubled soul.
Oh, God.
You're bothered by spirits. I can clear them for $500.
Oh, good God, I would have knocked her out.
Well, I thought about it, and then I thought, no, I think I'll not do that. I think it was probably because I didn't have $500 that it didn't happen. But, you know, that kind of stuff goes on, and I just want people to know about it, and that's why I
tell
you.
People that. I tell people what to look for. I have a couple of newsletters on that. I always, every year, write some sort of a newsletter on, you know, how to spot a fake, even in the gallery events, even in the large events where you're going where there's 100 or 1,000 people. I can tell people how to spot if that psychic, whether he or she be famous or not, is for real. I can tell you one thing. Sylvia Brown validated something for me.
She was the real thing.
Yes, it was a murder case I was working on, and all I asked her was, am I on the right track? And she described the person that I was describing, and I didn't tell her a thing, so she definitely knew.
Yeah, well, that's how you know. All right, so you go to lisamlano.com to connect with Lisa, maybe a nice little Christmas gift for people that you know. In the meantime, our spirits and our blessings go to Sylvia Brown because she passed away, even though she was a lousy interview. Lisa, I'll talk to you next week. Lisa Lano on Good Day. Larry Geller coming up next half hour, 29 after the hour now. All righty, you've tried to whiten your teeth before, and you know how annoying it can be. One time you maybe used strips or those trays, and that's a horrible thing. What a mess. Ugh. Maybe you were using the bleaches or the things in toothpaste that sort of scratch your enamel. No. Power Swabs is the way to go. Power Swabs, a clinically proven teeth whitening system that gets your teeth whiter and brighter in 5 minutes. 5 minutes! Average 2 shades whiter in 5 minutes, 6 shades in a week. It's clinically proven too, folks. It works. You will love the way your teeth look. No matter whether you have caps, crowns, or veneers, Power Swabs can get rid of your stains. It doesn't take a genius to figure out that whiter smiles are more attractive. Call 800-865-7602 for a white smile. 800-865-7602. No matter what the cause, this is the remedy. Free shipping when you mention Doug Steffen. 800-865-7602 for
the GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
After the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program, no winners in the Mega Millions jackpot. So it's now $400 million for the Friday drawing. For those of you who could use $400 million, if you can't use it, it's okay. Let somebody else buy a ticket for it. There'd be plenty of people in line to buy a ticket for $400 million, which reduces to $216 million if you take the cash. And then let's see, we got to pay the taxes on that, and it'll be down to a paltry $146 million. By the time, so imagine this: you win $400 million and you get $146 million.
You know what?
Who's going to complain about that?
Exactly. Yeah. But would I turn it down? Absolutely not. Oh, $146 million, not worth my time.
Nah, give it to the next guy.
Not worth the walk to the ATM.
No. All right, so that's the story with the lotteries. The Powerball, I don't know what that's up to. It's not as much as I think it's about half what Mega Millions. Never mind. I don't want to get off into this yet because I'll get distracted. Uri Geller is going to join us in a few moments. The Mystifier, he's got a song in his mind, and I don't know what that's all about. We'll figure it out, however. Meanwhile, Senator John McCain has weighed in on the controversy, fake controversy that it is, regarding Mr. Obama shaking hands with Cuban President Raul Castro. I think Mr. McCain said, if I'm not mistaken, there have been lots of people in lots of leadership positions. Neville Chamberlain shook hands with Hitler. I suppose, you know, maybe under the circumstances, can we come up with other leaders who have been, I mean, did he shake hands with Chavez when he met him? Richie's nemesis was Chavez, a former president of Venezuela, who's now about the same temperature as Sylvia Brown.
Right.
That bothered you, I know, and bothered a lot of other people.
Yeah.
So are they just supposed to not? Are they supposed to be like children? I mean, when he and Putin were arguing about stuff a few months ago, they sat like a couple of stuffed kids in a chair, not even looking at each other, never mind talking to each other, and it looked foolish. I mean, these people are supposed to be statesmen, not supposed to act like children. Why shouldn't he shake the hand of, I mean, he did he give him a real firm handshake? Or did
I
he give him a soft
hand, pulled him close, and put my other hand around his neck and said, release any prisoners you have of ours, or else I will squeeze until you cannot breathe anymore.
Good for you, Richard.
You make
a hell of a diplomat.
Yeah. That'd be like on a 24 like plot.
Right, it would be.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so
Mr. President, you have to choke out. So, you know, that'd be great. Come
we're
on.
Not sending him. We're not sending Richie over on any diplomatic.
No, I'm definitely not your diplomat.
Okay, the folks at the NSA once again in hot water. Every single day, there's something new. As you remember, Mr. Snowden, through his helpful friends at the Guardian, releasing yet more information, more stories, more connections to what these rascals at the NSA are doing. Now they're using Google cookies to pinpoint targets for hacking. And I get confused with these things. The story earlier today or yesterday, whenever it was, the FBI is able to now log on to your computer and they can click onto it so that the camera is watching you and the light doesn't go on. And they've been using this tactic to get at people who are doing nefarious things. And now here we have NASA. Now, didn't Google ask not to be involved in this? Don't I remember seeing
yes.
that or hearing that? Google said, hey, we don't want to
leave us out of this.
Help you. Get out. And the same people, I think the quip was Google and Facebook and AOL. And I think Jimmy Fallon said AOL was just happy to be mentioned. In the same breath as Facebook and as Google. So how does this work? Who knows? Kenny, Richie, how do they use these cookies to pinpoint targets for hacking? How might that work?
Couldn't tell you.
I don't understand.
Well, they use them the same way that Google uses their own cookies to track you.
So what
you go.
What to yeah, advertise that, you? What to whatever you've looked up. Like I was looking out for cars. So for the past 2 weeks since I bought the car, every time I go to my computer, it's loaded with art sure. with ads for
right.
cars.
But that just tells the NSA where you're searching. That doesn't get them into your computer. That if you're talking about them accessing your webcam on your internal webcam on your computer, that's a kind of a backwards hack.
And it's two different things. The
right.
NSA is using cookies just the same way that Google does, and the FBI has developed some kind of malware that can get into your email, and once it does, it can run your webcam without you knowing that it's running.
This is easy stuff, though.
Easy to do?
It's some punk hacker kid. Can do it.
Yeah, don't you remember the story, and this was maybe a couple of years ago, where the junior high schoolers were all up in arms because the principal was watching them on the webcam on the campus issue.
Yeah, but wasn't the light on, though?
No, I don't think
yeah.
so.
No, it wasn't. They had given them the laptops or the
right. They
the,
were
or
their
the pads.
Property.
Right, yeah.
Right. So,
yeah.
But I have beers with a guy once a month or something like that. We all meet up at Dogfish once a month and have a couple of beers.
Mm-hmm.
And this one guy, he'll have to leave every now and then. He works for this company that is paid by other companies, bigger companies, to hack them. So they'll say, all right, I got to go, got to hack into something. I'm like, who are you hacking tonight? I just can't tell you. So
it's his job to see how weak their protections are.
Companies hire him to break into their websites and steal whatever they can. And then he walks back in the next day and says, I got $10,000 out of this account. I broke into that and stole credit card information. I did whatever. And then the company says, thank you, here's your check. How do we fix it?
Wow.
So for the NSA.
Is it business then?
Absolutely. For the NSA to be able to do this, it happens every day. People get paid to do it every day.
Amazing.
Good and bad.
All right, speaking of amazing, Uri Geller joins us as we talk about his role in the world as a mystifier. Uri Geller up next here on Good Day.
Because Wendy switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her vacation savings jar wants to pat her on the back, but can't. It's a vacation savings jar. It doesn't have a palm to pat with. Even if it tried, it'd just spill change everywhere and make a mess. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the extra cash, you'll know your vacation savings jar wants to pat you on the back. But remember, it can't. It's a jar. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This summer.
holiday season, remember.
Easy for you.
A Stetson man helps a stranger change a tire in the middle of a snowstorm and then scrapes the ice off the car windows just for good measure. Through blizzards, he rides horses 500 under the hood. He always seems to save the day with a steady hand and a warm smile. A Stetson man may work hard, but he never works hard at smelling good. This holiday season, live the legend. Stetson cologne for men.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. So how often have people told you, or you told people, the secret of success? And that is, you gotta work hard. Or, if you're working hard now, you simply have to work harder. Because we have always been taught that is the secret to success. The harder you work, the more success that you have. Well, I gotta tell you, that is not true. That's right, you heard it right here. That is not true. The real secret is, how hard is the work that you're doing, and who else can do it? Because the harder the work, the more people that can't do it. The more people that can't do it means you are valuable. You move up that ladder. It's how hard the work is and how well you're able to learn it, accomplish it, and teach it to others. So today, go out and find something that's hard to do and make it success for you. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
So you're fast asleep, dreaming you can fly like a falcon, unaware that as you were driving home, a diagnostic signal flew through your Impala's engine, transmission, brakes, and a few other systems you didn't even know you had, sniffing around for possible trouble codes. Then it shot data out of your car through a bunch of cell towers and into your inbox. You wake with some vague recollection of looking at Earth from above. Check your email and see that your car is just fine, thank you. But your left rear tire pressure's a bit low, your oil life's at 19%, and you're due for a new filter. After a long yawn, it dawns on you that you live in an amazing time when cars can diagnose key systems and send reports while you're suspended in midair, dreaming that humans can fly. All because you drive a Chevrolet Impala connected by OnStar. Find new roads. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Hey fans, how would you like to show off your little one dressed in your favorite team's gear to attend the Tournament of Roses Parade and VIP passes to this season's Rose Bowl in Pasadena? Simply enter the Exergen Future Fan Photo Contest. Follow Exergen on Instagram and Twitter and let them take you to the granddaddy of them all. Then post a photo of your favorite football fan on Instagram or Twitter with the hashtag Future Fan Contest to be entered for your opportunity to win. Visit Instagram.com/ExergenCorp for entry details, official rules, and how to win. No purchase necessary to enter or win.
Oh, honey, where'd you get all the puppies?
Well, to save money, I gathered all the neighborhood dogs to pull me to work, saving a ton on gas. Uh-oh, cat.
He'll save!
There's a better way to save. It's Sears 48-hour sale this Friday and Saturday. Denim jeans are just $14.99, and a 20-piece gear rent set is 50% off. Plus, Shop Your Way members get 10% in toys with Sears card on first $1,000 of each qualifying purchase used by January 31st. Sears. Points offer until 12/26. Valid opt-in email required. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Sale ends 12/14.
Now 16 before the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Joining Jennifer and Roberta and Kenny and Richie and me is Uri Geller from his perch in London. Uri, the mystifier, he is one of the people that's sharpest in so many different ways, able to use his mind to bend spoons and keys and fix watches and that sort of thing. That's the showbiz side of him. He also is a very concerned human being about a lot of things. One of the reasons that he and I think, are as friendly as we are is because he appreciates the sanctity of life with animals as well as with human beings. And as a result of that, he has a lot of friends that are often dropping in on him, such as the case with the lady who is there with a group, a vegetarian group that you're talking to at your home. Uri, tell us about Juliet, with whom we will speak in a moment.
Okay, Juliet Gelatli is the founder of Viva. Viva is an animal welfare group. They're the biggest vegetarian group in Europe. She just named me huge name celebrities that are vegetarian, but some of them are vegan. As you know, Bill Clinton went vegan because of his heart. Al Gore just became. But I'm going to pass you over to her because it's very interesting. I've never ever asked you what happens to the lovely, your beloved cows once they've done their thing. So I'm passing you over to Julia. She's a lovely person. Here she is.
Hello there.
Hi, Juliet. How are you?
I'm very well indeed. Are you?
I'm well, and I got from Murray that you're a lovely person, so that's a good place to start. Also, head of this vegan group called Viva, and the question comes, as Uri has told you, I'm a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, and I have about 300 head of Jersey dairy cattle. I have raw milk that I sell on my farm and other things that come from the cows. There are often people who ask me what happens to the cows when they retire. I have an animal sanctuary, a bovine sanctuary on my farm, and I keep the cows that have stopped milking. Many of them I give to people who use them as lawnmowers, and the deal is that they keep them until they die of their own. I don't slaughter any animals, don't allow them to be slaughtered. That's not what I stand for. So nobody eats the meat of any of the cows that I have. They use the dairy, for sure.
You are an extremely unusual human being. You're the first person I've heard that, other than when I've been to India, say that, because Viva, one of the things that we do, we're 20 years old next year, which makes me feel very old, but we've been exposing factory farming, which you're probably against, I'm going to imagine, from what you've just said.
Well, there's a story. I'll pass along something you might be interested in. There's some undercover video around today that was taken by a member of a group called Mercy for Animals,
yes,
exposing very cruel treatment of cows at a Wisconsin farm. I don't know if you've seen that now or not, but that's something that comes from the same kettle of fish that you're involved in, or in this case, this horrible stuff. I mean, every once in a while we see these things happening. Sometimes the groups go a little far. Sometimes they don't go far enough. There are a lot of farms that abuse the animals. I won't stand for it. I won't have anybody on my farm that abuses my animals. But having said that, that's not the norm, as you pointed out. So is this group, your group Viva, an educational group, or how do you handle that issue?
We actually investigate the farms themselves. So we just produced a film called Cruel Britannia, as opposed to Cool Britannia, which is on viva.org.uk, and it exposes the really big names. I won't name them, but it's the really biggest in the UK. So it's the biggest egg producer. It's the biggest chicken producer. It's the biggest producer.
But it's always the companies that are always a problem are the biggest ones. The small farmers, I mean, most farmers have to, in order to survive, sell their animals off to be slaughtered at the end of their life, and that isn't my choice, but I understand why they have to do it. Everybody makes their choices, but I think at some point in time, people need to know what the animals and the big factory farms, the way they kill the chickens, the way they kill the hogs, the way it is brutal.
And also, the awful thing is that you get these multinationals now taking over all the smaller farmers. So
right.
In Britain, the second biggest company that we filmed in has almost bought everybody out. So you've just got these shed after shed of literally thousands of birds.
And they get the government, Julia, to collude with them. So the government is basically in bed with them, and they rubber stamp or approve of the way they do things because they're so powerful. The government doesn't fight them.
They're so powerful as well, and also then you get the drug companies involved providing the food and providing the pesticides to the land where they grow the food, and they tie the whole thing up.
They produce
this terrible quality of food, but unfortunately it's cheap because life comes cheap.
Yeah, you're preaching to the choir. You sound like me. I say the same thing. I've been talking this week even about how the drug companies are run by the same board of directors as run the chemical companies are preparing food through their subsidiaries that kills you or makes you sick, and then the drug companies come up with drugs to make you better. It's a big, it's an unbelievable hack.
Absolutely, and that's one of the reasons I love doing Viva, because the positive side of it is that we show people how to eat a very healthy vegan diet. I've just sat here with Uri, and I am 49, and he couldn't believe it. He said I look 40, and I'm sure that has to be partly to do with my
diet. What you eat. Yeah, exactly. All right, well, I do the same. I look much younger than I am, probably because of the way I eat. You can check me out at DougStefan.com and check you out at Viva, V-I-V-A. What's the rest of the website?
.org.
All right, Ellery, thank you. Nice to speak with you, Juliet. Now 36, you don't know. All 9:51 past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Always happy to have with us the kind and gentle and loving Warren Eckstein, and to check in on your pet. The animal lovers of the world are brought into the allure of Warren's mystique. How do you like that? That's pretty cool. I like that myself. All right, so Warren's a pal. He's here to help you. We'll talk about Sal Esposito in a matter of moments and find out why Sal's in the news. Warren Eckstein here on the Good Day program.
I just can't handle this scene anymore. I wish I could find someone who's compatible with me and my values.
Come now. Keep the flame of hope burning. All you need is a visit to Geico.com, the one website devoted to ease, savings, and the long-lost art of chivalry. We'll take you by the hand and escort you through a free rate quote, shower you with policy managing and bill-paying tools, throw our coats down in mud puddles to protect your shoes, unless you think that'd be weird. Is that weird? For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
We made Tylenol cold to help keep you going this winter.
Once upon a time.
You make rehearsals fun.
Once upon a time in a land far away.
We helped you with your cough. You hem her costume for opening night. We took away your congestion.
The end.
You give your budding actress a standing ovation. Tylenol cold helps relieve even your worst cold and flu symptoms. But for everything we do...
Mom, how did I do?
We know you do so much more. Tylenol cold, use as directed.
All right, so Warren, you have found out the story of Sal Esposito from Boston, called the jury duty. One thing standing in the way of his ability to serve, and that is... Where'd Warren go?
He's a cat.
Ah.
Duh. Listen to Warren.
Yeah. When was that a problem?
Right, but cats. This couple, the Espositos, received a jury duty summons for their cat, who had been listed in the household for the census in 2010. So, you know, this reminds me about Kenny and Warren and Roberta and Jennifer. When Kenny... had to fill out his health care forms
for
the state of California, had to list his all of his pets and the seven children that he doesn't have. So I'm betting that this is from that kind of a list. So when you get right down to it, these, and by the way, this the court didn't care. They rejected the family's request for disqualification because it was a cat.
I wonder how many dogs and cats actually vote.
Vote. That's another idea. I haven't even thought about that. That's a
point, yeah.
That is a point.
And if they do, I wonder if there'd be more liberal pets or more conservative pets. Kind of interesting.
Yeah. I find this fascinating stuff. Anyway.
Well, there's been dogs and cats elected mayors of small towns.
Yep.
And those small towns are generally the ones that do the best. So I say, listen, if I would rather be in front of a jury of 12 cats, believe me.
A jury of your peers.
Yeah.
All right. So you posted at WarrenEckstein.com, thepetshow.com, a question about whether pets come into the room when you are having sex, when you're making love, when you're in a compromising position.
Yeah.
Really? What made you ask that? What made you think that?
Well, people call me up and say, listen, my husband and my wife were in the middle of having a relationship, and the dog came in and reacted very, very aggressively.
What does that mean, aggressively? Jumps on the bed?
I don't have to explain it to you, Doug. There's kind of sounds that take place sometimes when people are in a compromising position, and sometimes the dog assumes that one person is hurting the other and can become aggressive at that point. So that's why God created doors. I don't understand this being a problem, you know.
But so then you're suggesting that people close the doors to keep their pets out during lovemaking.
Yeah, well, listen, I don't even get naked in front of my dogs. And I love my dogs more than anyone, but I don't shower in front of my dogs. I don't want to be raided by my dogs. I want my dog coming in and saying, holding up a sign and saying 8.5 today when you did a 9 yesterday, Warren. I just don't do it.
Really?
That's just me. Do you get undressed in front of Charlotte?
I do, in fact.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah,
see, no one loves their pets more than me, but there are certain things that I don't do, and one of them is dance in front of my dog.
Your dog's naked in front
Charlotte.
Of you.
He has Charlotte's opinion on what he's wearing. That's why he wears so much corduroy.
That could be it. You heard the story of Cindy the Golden Retriever, honored in Santa Rosa by the Children's Hospital for her service as a therapy dog. She was adopted from the Gold Ribbon Rescue. Cindy, honorary registered nurse. She apparently, it's a group called Paws That Heal. Are you familiar with them?
I am.
Yeah, what's the story with them?
It's a great group. It's absolutely a great group. But, you know, there's a story I just posted. I got to share with you, Doug. I just posted this story about a stray dog that saved a severely injured woman, and the dog had no owner. The shepherd showed up after this woman had a car accident. I think you'd love to post it on your site. I have it on the stray dog drags a severely injured woman. Great story. Now the dog's going to become a search and rescue dog professional.
All right, so, Kenny, we'll post that. We'll bring it over and post it, and you can share with your friends.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.